Hey guys, welcome back to the Black and Bold podcast. I'm Luxon.
I'm Nishan.
And we're going to be talking about the end of our freshman year. Specifically, we're going to be talking about finals week since we just got done with our finals. Guys, yeah. Let's clap it up a little bit for us. Been working hard for these past fucking weeks, studying, grinding, putting in that work in the library. All them late nights, they paid off. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, like honestly, yeah, I was grinding like hell. Like the amount of time I spent in that library this semester, it was way much more, like so much more than the first one. Like the first semester, it was probably around half as much time I spent in the library as I did the second semester in 2 weeks.
Yeah, bro. I mean, if I brought my mattress and my blanket to the library, bro, I would just not leave.
Yo, I fell asleep there one time.
Bro, the library was just really my home for finals week. Like, I was leaving in the a.m., going to sleep at, like, 2, 3 sometimes. Shit was crazy. Like, I barely even have really personal time to myself to just, like, just chill, have a little fun. I mean, they were very rare moments where I just like genuinely had like a lot of time to myself, and I was just able to enjoy this life during that final week and during finals, because I just had to be studying for final one, final two, final three, final four, and then final five finally. And then we got done and we here on Friday, and now we just about to roll into the weekend and we really just about to enjoy ourselves, just head back home, you know, just decompress and, you know, start working a summer job, preferably.
Yeah, as Kirk Franklin said, the storm is over now.
For real. He wasn't kidding when he said that, because, boy, I tell you, this finals week, I mean, finals week was kicking ass.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm still like, salty on, like, the teachers that don't specify the shit that doesn't, like, that's going to be and not going to be on the finals.
Exactly. Me and Nishan were talking about this earlier, specifically having to do with math, since in, like, the math finals that we were taking, we're in different classes, but since in the math finals that we were taking, like, the study guides were so broad and they were cumulative, so we didn't know what topics to really specifically zero in on and just like focus on, since our teachers just told us to study for everything. And even doing that, there were some things that we forgot or some things that just really weren't even on the final. And we were just wasting our time.
It's like you had a blindfold on, basically, and you could hit or miss. If you studied the wrong things, like at the wrong intensity, then you're fucked, because it's like, they don't give you an idea of what's going to be on the test. It was quite literally, there was like that week right before the finals, people were asking questions about what was going to be on it, like what we should study. Like two of my teachers just dead ass admitted, "You just made it this morning and I don't remember." And I was like, that's some bullshit right
exactly.
there.
Exactly, that is some bullshit. That already puts you at a disadvantage going into the final, since you have to study for everything. You can't really focus on like specific topics that are going to be on the final. I'd much rather, my ecology teacher was actually smart and made a study guide that had specific topics on like all the units we've done. And I was able to look at the topics and like not waste time on unnecessary topics that weren't going to be on the final, which I was pretty happy about. He bullet pointed and he just was very specific, very clear, very detailed, and I wish this other teachers would adopt his way of doing study guides.
It was like, to me, there was no reason for them to be like this vague. It was like they had nothing to lose from that shit. It was like they just, it's like so many people studied just to do bad, and it's like these like tests don't really represent how much people study. Cause I know I was grinding in like the library. I was there for like one day. I was there for like 7 hours just straight studying. Like and all the other days were at least like 4 to 5 hours. And it was like annoying when the shit that was on there, I was trying to study for everything, but then the shit on there is stuff that I hadn't really developed and all that. And it's like, part of that, like, you can argue maybe it's on me and shit like that. I don't know. Maybe study, like, more effectively. But at the same time, it's like you can only do that so effectively if they give you such little instructions to go with.
Exactly. Like, these finals really had your boy tired. Like, I was heading to sleep 2, 3 a.m. Like, I was usually never doing that during the regular semester, but the finals week really just made that the norm for me. I was really tired and was spending extended periods of time just looking at different notes from different classes, and it was just a lot, very exhausting, and I feel like the campus felt that as well.
Oh, yeah,
and
definitely.
I could just see the look on people's faces that they were just tired, and just looking on people's faces while leaving the library and just seeing people still be there even though you're leaving at one is just depressing, bro.
Yo, just the Yik Yak alone. Like, the UConn Yik Yak was just talking about finals that whole week. You know, you got this and shit like that, and people just being, you know, bummed out because, not because of bad scores, but just having to do all that shit. Just exactly.
Having to do all that just groundwork, bro. It was just crazy. Yeah. But I did relatively well. Like, I was able to get B's across the board for all my finals, but I mean, I'm still not happy with that. Like, in my eyes, I feel like a B is good, but, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, GPA-wise, Bs aren't really good. I know how we were also talking about how, like, an A-plus is 3.7 and a B-plus, no, an A-minus, excuse me, an A-minus is 3.7 and a B-plus is 3.4.
I think it's 3.3.
Yeah. My fault. It's 3.3. And that's like a 0.4 difference, which really sucks because a B, like, isn't really lazy. Like, you were doing the work in the class. A B doesn't mean that you weren't, like, putting in any effort. But it's unfortunate that a B just, like, drops your GPA by that much, and how that the difference in letter grade just really fucks with your GPA. It's really unfortunate.
I feel like a B is fine if you have A's in other classes, but if it's fucking supplemented with other C's and like shit like that, mm-hmm. or even like A's and C's, it's like then it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah,
kind of.
Your
GPA
just, like,
is still relatively low.
Exactly.
It's like it annoys sucks, me man. When it's like you're just at the edge of getting like in the A range. Mm-hmm. That's when it annoys me. Like, a B is fine if I felt like that was as good as I could have done, but it's like if it was a B plus or something, it felt like at that point I could have just pushed a little further, or something could have went well and I got like in the A range.
Yeah, I also don't like when you're at the A range for a majority of the semester and just one thing kind of like fucks you over, and it's kind of hard to get over that hill, and then you end up with a B or somewhere within the B range, and that just fucks with your GPA, even though you were putting in the work. Just like that one incident just messed up your whole GPA,
bro. It's like there's some classes, it was like there were times where I got like C's and shit like that last semester, and I think one like about like one of my classes is gonna be a C or something. It's like I got that C's average. It's a little disappointing, but at the same time, I thank the Lord that it wasn't like a D or lower, because
exactly,
I know it's
bro.
Like when
I
you're talking
people,
about
bro.
B's. It's funny how a B, like, for me, for Brunswick standards, private school standards, a B is average.
Yeah, a B is good. I feel like a B is acceptable. It's just not exceptional.
Well, yeah, it's good.
It's good, but it's just not as good as
but
you could
it's
do.
Like here, it's like in some of these classes, getting a B is like a fucking godly.
Yeah, a B feels like a B feels like it's equivalent to a D.
No, I mean, in some of these classes, so many people are, like, D range lower or, like, failing that, like, it gets, that it's, like, a B is, like, godly. It's, like, that's basically an A+.
I don't know. I feel like Bs are good, but I don't feel like they do enough for me personally, because
it's not my opinion. It's more, like, what I've observed. Mm. That's what it seems like.
Fair. But, bro, like, failing classes, bro, shit's insane. Like, having to retake a class,
and then,
like, I know some people that have to retake classes. Like, I would never want to have to do that, or never have to like retake a class for credit or whatever.
Because
I don't know, I've never failed a class, and I like to keep that thing going even throughout college. And for last semester, I ended with A's and B's, and my goal is to not have a C in the time that I'm here, it's probably not going to happen. But I'm doing good so far since I'm ending in all B's. So I'm just trying to aim for B, but like I'm really trying to aim for A so like my GPA can rise, because I just like to see it rise.
Yeah, I'm not shit. Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm not trying to get a fail, but it's like, I don't think I'm going to give it a fail. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, I don't think that shit is so hard that I can't pass. It's more like, it's crazy seeing how many people are like that. Like, I remember one time for one of the classes I was in, someone got like single digits out of like fucking, like, it was like a 27% on their exam. I was like, damn, bro. Mm. And that was with curve.
Damn. How much was the curve?
3 points.
You see, that's not that much. That makes a difference, but that's really not that much.
Yeah, but when it's like a relatively small amount, then it makes more of a difference.
I guess so. But guess the curve on my psych exams, bro?
One.
Literally one. Did not do shit for anyone. Re-fucking-diculous.
That sucks, but that's funny as fuck.
That's so, like, so grimy, bro. Oh, my God. Thank goodness I ended that class in a B, because I was at a C for the freaking longest, bro.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was scared for accounting, but I'm actually pretty chill with it next year, because apparently the teacher gives you a lot of extra credit points. Like, you just need to meet with, like, a TA 3 times. You get 5 extra credit points.
Oh, that's wavy. I like that.
Yeah.
Dang. For the classes that I'm going to take next year, like, going into fall, they're going to be pretty easy. And I already, for 3 of the classes that I'm taking, I already know people who've already taken the class and who have notes. Actually, I was able to get a book for one of the classes from a friend that previously took the class. So for those 3 classes, I feel like I'm going to be fine. Other 2, I'm going to be fine as well, because the professors in them I've already previously had. So I think I'm going to be good going into next year.
Oh, shit. I realized that I could get a book from someone if he hadn't left already. But I could probably do it next year before, like, you know, the actual shit starts.
But listen, before you even think about buying a book, bro, you got to look online first, bro.
I'm not buying it. I'm going to see if I can get it to, like, from him for free. We're good friends.
But if that doesn't work out online.
That doesn't work out, then I'm going to see, like, based on just my plan and shit like that, I'm going to see if I can just get it for free. And then I'll see online for cheap. That bookstore prices, them bookstore prices are
Yeah,
not.
Bro. You gotta find some loopholes, bro. Do not.
Oh,
the last thing that you want to do is pay full price for them books, bro, because they are going to hurt your pocket.
And the book bundle's a scam.
It is a scam.
It's a scam if you don't need to pay the amount for that.
I'm about to say, bro, this shit is ridiculous.
But since.
Bro, I feel like the bundle was kind of a little bit scummy, because they kind of just sneaked that into your tuition.
They told us
about it, but I still knew people who didn't even know about it, even though they kind of like advertised it and kind of like talked about it in emails and things of that nature. But I still knew people who didn't know about the bundle, and they kind of snuck it into our tuition, which was kind of scummy. Well, but yeah, it was not really that useful for me, since I only had 1 book to get and it was relatively cheap, just 30 bucks.
I was like, I have 2 things to respond to that though. One, we all know they did that on purpose. Like, they know people aren't going to read their emails all the time, or they might just forget. So that's how they get extra
a quick buck
revenue. And the second thing is that 2 statements can be true. On the one hand, hella scummy. Like, they are sleazy for, like, sneaking shit in just so you can pay extra
money
for
no reason.
They told
us, but did they really tell us?
Yes. That was my second part. Mm-hmm. It was, like, unfortunately, it's kind of, but if you didn't see the emails when they sent them like 5 times, it's kind of on you as well.
Yeah.
It's like they should have done it in the first place, but you shouldn't have fell for that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like.
And also, I feel like with talking to other people, they would probably know about it as well. So some way, somehow, you got to find out about it. Some way, somehow, bro.
Yeah. But honestly.
Still scummy.
With finals, fuck finals, but at the same time, like, I'm just glad they're over with. Like, you exactly, know, I bro. Hope I did well. I know one of those classes, I sniped that final, so I'm chilling on bio. Like, let's just talk about general end of the year, second semester type shit. Like, how was your semester? Like, we'll go into that first.
I'm not gonna lie, for spring semester, I had a ball for spring. Like, I had fun in spring semester. Fall semester, I had a little bit of a ball. I was definitely a little bit more active. Spring semester, I had my fun, but I kind of calmed it down. I didn't really go to as many parties or functions that I did previously. I would say, grade-wise, chilling. Academically, chilling. It's never really been too much of a struggle. But social life-wise, I don't know. I feel like I haven't found my like true click yet. And I'm cool with people, but I haven't found like my people, if you catch my drift. And I mean, there's gonna be new people coming in next year, so that may bore some results for a clique I may be in. But
and you're gonna be in a different dorm and shit, so you're probably gonna find people over there.
Mad people. I mean, big ass dorm too.
Yeah. Side note, glad that we got McMahon. Like,
fuck yeah,
bro. For the UConn people and shit like that,
bro. Happening to swipe your key card at the elevator feels so bougie, bro. I feel so out. I feel like I'm not gonna say I'm the shit, but I feel so bougie, bro. Just having that like just having that power, bro.
Yeah.
At the elevator. That's kinda nice, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, rip to all them niggas that got stuck at North.
Yeah, bro. I know some North heads, unfortunately, bro.
Yeah, and I do too.
They just got the short end of the stick, bro. Like, pick times, they suck, bro. They really do, especially for incoming freshmen. It's going to suck for the people next year, too.
Yo, in addition to that, like, going downstairs, not having to leave for a dining hall is such a W. Massive W. But McMahon, such a perk. The con is that McMahon is hit or miss. But that's actually most dining halls.
True, true. But just having that ability just to go up to your room, bro, whenever you want. You will, like, you, except for classes, you would literally never have to leave.
Yeah.
Literally, like, and you could right do next... all your work there. You could eat there, sleep there. Literally, it's just your classes. Yeah. I mean, if you had all your classes online, you would literally never have to leave McMahon if you didn't want to. Literally.
Yeah, like for me, it's like I saw also Lavelle showed me like the rooms and shit like that on third floor. Shout out Lavelle. And that shit wasn't bad, like badly configured. It was like more like Hale than Northwest.
Oh, okay.
Like there was like a an intersection where it's like a small nice room with some seats, like couches and stuff like that. It's pretty nice, all things considered. Also convenient location, best part.
True, bro. Speaking of exploring, like, residence halls, today I explored West because I was going to pick up a book from a friend in South. When I picked up the book, I peeped that a door in West was open. I was thinking to myself, I was like, damn, let me be adventurous real quick. I was like, let me look around West. Let me see what I missed out on.
Nah, you gotta chill.
And then, no, bro. It's a residence hall. It's not that deep. So I went in there. I looked around and they got a little, did you know that, West has a basement floor
and they have no elevators
and people live there in the basement floor. And I went into, I think it was Lancaster, and apparently Lancaster and Chandler are connected. 'Cause I went from the basement floor going under and then I went up ended up in Chandler.
Because, like, when I was having, like, I remember when I was filling out the room options, like, Caster and Chandler were, like, they were, like, categorized together. That makes sense. They're connected to each other.
Bro. But I was looking at the showers, bro. The showers are kind of prison-like, I'm not gonna lie.
I heard
bro.
That McMahon showers are also pretty bad. They're, like, the same as Northwest.
That's not... They have the lip that keeps the water.
I don't know about... I'm pretty sure they probably do. But like
that little...
I didn't see the shower area, but I think it's, like, the same configuration with, like, the giant one, the handicap shower, and then, like, the two smaller ones across from it.
Do you guys have, like... Is your shower just straight floor. There's no lip.
No, there is.
Oh, there's a lip?
Yeah, there's a barrier.
That's not bad.
I mean, if there wasn't, that would be pretty hell.
Yeah.
Hellish.
But for the ones that I was looking at in West, like, there was three, and they were all, like, floor level, and the lip was, like, way, way out there. It was near the, like, the toilets and shit, and there was three right next to each other. And once you go over the lip, like, the shower floor is all level in all three showers.
That sucks.
Yeah, that really does suck. And, like, the curtains, I don't know, bro. I feel like I just wouldn't feel safe showering in there with the curtains being so, I don't know. The curtains just don't feel secure. I don't know. It was just throwing me off. I ain't like the vibe of the showers.
There's one thing I'm excited to go home for is to take comfortable showers.
Oh, yes.
And privacy.
Bro. I miss my fucking ceramic fucking tub
and
that I could stand on, bro.
Being able to stand barefoot.
Exactly.
And not get foot fungus.
Exactly.
Nah, and your boy ain't got nothing.
Exactly. There is a chance of getting foot fungus at home, but it is significantly less likely in your house. But, bro, oh, that water pressure is going to be so nice.
Yeah, but back to top on topic with semester. I'm not going to lie. I was the opposite of you because I have marching band because I was busy as all like shit in the fall. For me, spring semester was booming. Like, it got kind of slow, like, before, like, more specifically after spring break. It was, like, it was kind of creeping along slowly first semester, because also because Moon Club kind of just didn't show up.
Yeah, Moon Club was not as lit as I was expecting,
honestly. But, yeah, but, like, with every down comes an up, you got to remember, we fucking won natties.
Yeah. We won natties. That shit was lit, but, like, there were, like,
riots.
Gaps for a time where just shit really wasn't happening.
Yeah, like,
But, yeah. I was just saying that I was more active in the fall, and I was definitely at more, like, events and shit.
I was still the opposite. I had more time to join events and shit like that. Yeah, but if you want to check out one of our older episodes or our recent episodes, actually, about, like, what happened after UConn winning the national championships, then check it out.
Yeah, check out episode 13.
All right.
That shit gonna be awesome.
All right, word. But, yeah, I would say I did more this, like, semester just by virtue of trying to get better grades, you know, going to more parties and shit like that, like, establishing more friendships. I have, like, a friend group now. Like, I feel like I'm generally comfortable in that group.
Fairly solid.
But it's, like, you know, there's always the chance to go to another friend group and shit like that. Not to switch friend groups, but, like, to have another one, another core and stuff like that. But, like,
so you want options.
I'll definitely say, like, spring weekend shit was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you go home that weekend?
Yes.
Ah, I got a lot of hair products.
Had a good time.
There was, like,
What?
I got another do-rag. I got a green one. Lower quality, though. Another brush. I got some, like, I think moisturizer and stuff like that. You know, conditioning stuff. As soon as I walked in there, she noticed my waves. I was like, that was when my waves were like,
ah, like, his wave was popping. He was feeling himself.
Yeah, and then, like, the girl at the desk, like, she just gave me the box and said, like, she glad she sees someone taking care of their hair.
Oh, shit. She was flirting?
So I have evolved.
Okay. But I say the waves was getting him motion.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, all things considered, pretty good semester, you know? How would you rate this whole year, like, on a scale of 1 through 10? Like, as a freshman year?
Like, honest rating, I'm giving it an 8. Obviously, there's always more room for improvement, but I'm giving it an 8. I had, for the first year of college, I definitely was able to have some fun. Classes for the spring, no. I feel like classes for the spring were a little bit harder than the fall. Like, the fall was, like, cake work or light work. Not light work, but I got more A's in the fall, which is telling on just how easy it was for me. I guess I don't know. But yeah, it was nice.
I think I'm taking my easy classes next semester. I took the hardest ones. The hardest ones I had were in the fall. Shit, bro. But for me, I would say probably around a 7, I'll say. I say that just because sometimes I'm just a harsh grader, but at the same time, hella enjoyed it, like, you know. But at the same time, there was definitely stuff I could have improved on, more shit that I could have done. That's what I'm looking forward to next year, but get into that later. Just so many opportunities that, like, otherwise that I just didn't have. I was so excited. It was, like, so exciting that now I'm kind of, like, a bit, like, it's like, it's not that the fun ends. It just, it definitely won't. But it's like, at the same time, it's like, now when I get back, I feel like in that first week, I'm going to be ready to head back to UConn.
Ah, so you're already accustomed. You already know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
That is nice. I kind of already know what I'm looking for, too. Like, getting involved at the AACC and just working there
is
definitely great. Just, like, going to the events, just my coworkers were awesome. I'm going to be going to work at the rec for next year, but I might spin back to work at the AACC in the spring, depending on how I feel about the rec, because my employment with them is only for the fall, and I'd have to, like, I think I'd have to let them know my interest in working the spring. And if the fall doesn't really pan out how I'm expecting it to, then I might just spin back to AACC.
Heard.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to still be there. I promised my coworkers I'd just come by, visit, just be involved in events. They have a lot of good events. You guys should just check them out, too, if y'all don't already know about them. The African American Cultural Center, if y'all don't know, fourth floor, student union. Y'all should check it out.
I'm trying to get more involved in that shit, too. But I'm going to be right here at Wuss Radio, you know, working as talk director.
Exactly. Congratulations, my brother, on that new employment.
I appreciate it. Same for you, of course.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
But, like, I'm excited, like, to see what this entails. But at the same time, you know, just getting better with it, you know. We'll get more consistent on episodes, you know. Like I said, like we said, finals week just kicks everyone's ass. So it's like, you know, there's only so much you could do for a college student.
Your boy's got the new employment. We diversifying that resume.
Yes, sir. And indeed. I'll be here more regularly.
Yeah.
Even though I'm here, like, every day.
Yeah. Now you could get paid to be here.
Hell yeah.
Hell fucking yeah.
Is there, like, I got a question.
Yeah. Shoot.
What do you think was, like, the craziest moment from this year?
The craziest
like,
moment?
Thinking, like one specific instance. Don't just say, I know you're probably going to say riot, but, like, name a specific instance if it is.
One specific instance? Bro, that is a question that requires some contemplation, because I'd have to think back to fall and spring.
All right, don't make it about the riot, just to make things
say
harder.
No more, bro. I got you. Okay. There was this weekend in the fall semester where I had a friend from Stanford, which I'm from, come up here, and he actually came to visit some friends of his, and he asked me if he could stay in my room for this, like, a day or two, because he didn't really have anywhere to stay. I was like, you know what, bro? I got you. So I think this was like a Saturday. So he asked me if I wanted to go to Manhunt, since there was a manhunt going on here on campus. And I was just like, all right, that sounds cool. But we went to Manhunt. And after that, he was like, yo, bro, you want to spark up? I'm like, my dog, I don't smoke. But I'll be there for vibes. I got you. So let me not say too much on him. Matter of fact, I ain't even say his name, so it's not even that deep.
Yeah, keep that.
So he decided to spark up. Or, matter of fact, he asked me, yo, where they usually spark up at? I was like, they usually do it at the courts, or, like, I told him somewhere else. And he was like, I bet the courts are close around here anyway, so let's just go to the courts. And he was sparking up over there. We was cooling. We was chopping up for a little bit. After, he wanted to explore, like, where was it? Like, near, what is it? You know where, like, the frat houses are? Like, Gregarious, like, the apartments over there?
Oh, Gregarious?
Gregarious, yes. He wanted to explore around there, so we took this, like,
Hilltop, yeah.
Yeah. We wanted to explore this like grass walkway, and we went through that, and it was like dark as shit at night, and it was super fucking scary because you could like barely see like the walkway in front of you, so you really had to like look at where you were stepping, and like we were using our flashers the whole time, and that shit was fucking, it was kind of fun. And while we were walking to the apartments, we were like just exploring around, and then I was like, yo, we should go in there, see what's popping. And he was like, bro, I'm not trying to go in there, bro, I'm not trying to get caught. I'm like, bro, why are you acting paranoid, bro? Like, as long as you're not fucking tweaking and you're not acting up, they're not gonna suspect anything. He was like, nah, bro, I'm not trying to get in, I'm not trying to get caught. I was like, you know what, bro, I feel you. And me, I was like, all right, bro, I hear you, but I gotta use the bathroom. I was like, I'm going in there. He was like, all right, bro, be quick. I went to use the bathroom, and I was exploring a little bit. And then I heard some people talking while they were walking in the hallway, and I think they were talking about how some shit was going on near towers, or there was like a party or some shit like that. And I was like, eavesdropping has paid off. I left. I went to pick him up. Not pick him up. What? I went to link with him again. And then we were walking and we found this like field. It was like.
Was this around fucking, Halloween?
I think so. It was like cement. It might have been near like E.O. Smith, but we were just walking and we found like a cement field, kind of, or right. Just some weird ass shit. It's kind of a little bit hazy because this was last semester. And he was like, yo, what are we doing next? And I was like, yo, I heard that some shit is popping off in your towers. And I was like, we out? And he was like, yeah, fuck it. We're not doing shit anyway. It's the weekend. And we went up the towers. We were exploring a little bit. We followed some people going into their building because we didn't have key cards. Obviously, we didn't live around there. And we were just exploring the inside of one of the halls. And then we heard some music. We heard some doots, doots. Not, that's terrible fucking.
Party music.
Terrible party music. It was, I think it was some Katy Perry, some white girl bullshit. Oh. And then we were like, hey, what's that? And then we went over there. In the hallway near the room that I was playing the music, there were a couple people, and then we were like, yo, what's going on? And they were like, oh, they having a like dorm party or some shit. And we were like, word. And we were shopping up a little bit with the people in the hallway, and I don't know how we ended up in someone else's room, but we were bullshitting with some guys, and we ended up in someone else's room. And we locked the person out of their room, and we were just talking and, like, getting to know each other in the room, which was, it was kind of fun, kind of crazy, nice time. After we chopped it up with them, we went in the room that was playing the music and having a party. Keep in mind, this room was a room just, it was just full of girls. It was all girls. It was just a girls' party, okay. Essentially. And we're mostly the only guys there. Hey, yo. Let me finish. Don't about to say why your mind wandering? Let me finish. We were dancing and shit, and my boy was like, yo, I'm not feeling this vibe, bro. I'm not really fucking with it. I'm like, why? We're having fun. We're dancing. I was like, what's good with you? We had a party. He was like, nah, bro, I'm not really fucking with it, bro. And I was like, this nigga. And I was like, all right, bro, we can leave. We was like, all right, we're just gonna head back to my room. We walked back, nigga, and when we got back, I think he wanted to, like, watch a movie on some shit just to, like, chill, and I was like, all right, bro, I completely feel you. I want to chill as well. I watched a movie, and some other people that he knew on my floor, he kind of, like, invited them to my room a little bit. I was like, all right, come, pull up. We could chop it up, and we were talking for a little bit. And this story has ran off a little bit long, so I'm just gonna cut it there. That was just a crazy night.
Yeah, word. I'm not gonna lie. I think I can beat that with Trent Gursky. It's like bro.
You know what? You had mentioned him a little bit before. You can speak on him. Just be very particular with your wording because he's a special case.
He is a very interesting person, but like, you know what? It's like, I said it, I probably said it in like an earlier episode, but like, TLDL, he's basically like a weird kid that is known for doing very strange actions and, known for some bodily fluids that are very controllable, but very peculiar, if I should say the least. All I know is that one of those times there was a shit stain on the wall.
Very deranged young man.
That shit was horrible. It was like, the worst part was is that we learned that his roommate was talking all that ish about him, and then turns out to be a demon too.
Damn. They were just a match made in heaven, bro.
It kind of was. It was like he was not nearly as bad, but he was also ripping shit from like the water fountains.
Oh,
he was one, like he was like a rioter before like it actually happened.
Oh man,
it was just
that's not good.
Too many stories. Like you should see what our like our dorm looks like. Like specifically the third floor, all guys. It looks like shit. It's like the thing was ripped off. Someone punched a hole like in like a. And like the bathroom wall and the ceiling and shit. Mm, yeah.
Bro, your floor, based on how you've been describing it to me, your floor is degenerative, bro.
That's the jungle.
Mad shit going on.
Just the jungle, bro. Yeah, but it's like nothing can beat the riot, but like at the same time, that dude is some of the weirdest shit that I thought that I would ever, I would never thought that I would have known a person like him.
Yeah, bro. I'm not gonna say I hope to know people like that, but I hope to know more characters next year. And I want, bro. I want an active floor, bro. Like my floor was active, but they were clicky, and I wasn't really on any type of energy to get in the click. Like I was, it was just the occasional, hey, what's up? That was really it. Yeah. That was all the interaction I really had with them. It was cool, but I would definitely want a more active floor for like next year. A quarter so I could just do shit with them.
Of the people on my floor, there were like people that I talked to regularly, and the other 75%, I was like, either I just didn't talk to them or I just casually knew them. Like, oh, hey, like acquaintance type shit.
Exactly. Like next year, I'm trying to be on the type of timing where I know a good amount of people on my floor, a little bit of people above me, a little bit of people below me. Just try to get to know the neighborhood, the community.
Speaking of which, what are you looking forward to most next year? Like, yeah, most excited for?
I'm looking forward to most. Mm-hmm. I would just say just living in McMahon is probably one of the things I'm most looking forward to because the location, just all of the perks that it has to offer is just so great. It's everything that I've been looking for. I've been looking to get more central on campus and been looking to get closer to everything. And where I'm placed is just exactly what I want. Yeah. And the food may be kind of hit or miss sometimes, but like same time, food in my room whenever I want. So can I complain?
Nah. For me, it's like just the more like being able to get involved with more shit, more specifically band related shit. I'm going to get full on music because I just want to get as good as possible as I can. You know, your boy is gonna be on tuba next year for the UCMB.
Congrats, my boy.
Hella excited for that. You know, making more friends and shit like that. You know, just more campus life. I know my way around this shit more. So, you know, just...
I already have a map of campus in my head.
Yeah, just getting more active.
We're not new to this. We already know.
Yeah, about to grind, get some bank, and then fucking get them grays up and shit like that.
Bro, at some point in my college time here, I want to get, like, all right at piano. Like, piano is one of those instruments that I've always wanted to kind of like learn how to play and just like kind of just like use on a frequent basis, and I kind of want to get more into like doing piano things since the piano is going to be pretty easy to access. It's in the lounge at McMahon.
About to say you're in luck.
Yeah. I may find myself in the lounge some days just looking to play a little piano, maybe play some ping pong, just cool.
Yeah, I'd be doing that. Like, sometimes when I'm around the rec or I'm just coming out of, like, the ITE building, I'll just be going to McMahon, you know, before work just to play some piano, trying to practice on a song that I really love. You know, the Can We Talk by Tevin Campbell.
Exactly. I feel like pianos, in my opinion, are one of the most beautiful instruments, like, made.
Yeah, but I want to get good on drums if I want to get good on a specific instrument that I don't really play. For me, though, like, I just want to get good when, like, you know, just learn more. I just want to learn all the shit that I wouldn't be able to learn as easily outside of school. Mm. Like, there's just so many opportunities, like, and access, like, to, like, useful life information. Like, being able to, like, fix a car. It's like, it sounds so random, but it's like, this is the easiest place, like
exactly, how to, like, change a tire. Most people don't even know how to change a tire or how to, like, install their spare tires. So just, like, learning random things like that here is definitely going to be beneficial to us.
Because it's like, you have, like, a lot of people from diverse backgrounds with a diverse, like, skill set. So it's like, you will be able to find someone that caters to your what you want, what you want to know.
Exactly. One thing that I also want to do in my time here is, like, learn how to make beats or, like, just mix stuff.
Hell yeah.
Because I want to, I'm not going to say I want to, like, make my own music, but for, like, a pastime or a hobby, I want to just, like, cook beats by myself and just, like, have it to listen to. Because the seeing other people do that is just really cool to me.
Yeah, for me, it's inspirational. Like, I want to do something like that, too. I just want to get more, like, musically and artistically inclined. Because that's shit that I'm already into. So it's like, I might as well just hone in on that and stuff like that.
Yeah. I would say I would like to get more musically and artistically inclined like you as well. But also, I want to get more into fashion. Like, I want to make more statements. I want to be more experimental with my fashion, because, like, growing up, I mean, you know how it gets, bro. Like, your parents really dress you. You don't really have a lot of freedom to pick your clothes.
Factual.
Like, your closet is basically what they buy for you.
Absolutely.
And now that you have, like, access to money via a job, you can, like, really get your own clothes and get more invested into your fashion and just get more niche with it, bro.
Hell yeah. Like, to be honest, like, my style has changed. It's like, a lot of things have changed, like, I otherwise wouldn't have been able to do, like, if I was just, I didn't go to college, or let alone just be in at UConn Stanford.
Exactly.
Like, bro. Stores is a blessing, I'm not gonna lie.
Exactly. But, like, windbreakers and just other shit is just so cool to me, bro. I just wanna, like, by the end of my time here, I wanna put together a, like, well-made fit.
Hell yeah.
Like, personally inspired by me. I want to do something like that.
I just want to be the best I can be over here. It's like, just be what I could not be, like, in Stanford. Exactly. As in, like, yeah.
Really take advantage of shit here. But I have a question for you. This kind of relates to the fashion I was just talking about. What is a fashion trend that you don't like? And another thing, what is one that you do like?
Okay, just give me a sec on that.
Gotcha. All
right, for that, wait a sec. Now, for that
fashion,
that first one, shit that I don't like, that what I've seen, girls with them leather pants and shit like that.
I agree, bro. That was actually going to be mine as well. I don't really like leather pants. I feel like they're trashy. They just look trashy.
Yeah, they just look like fucking, I don't know.
Bro. They scream garbage to me. I can't do it, bro.
Yeah, but for me, like, what I like the comfortable fit of, like, joggers and Crocs. Like, that's a personal favorite of mine, because it's just comfortable, like, fit. Like, you know, it's like, you don't need to stress out about anything, you know. Get some, like, matching colors, like, colors that suit me.
Bro. I
like
darker colors. It's a nice, calm fit, bro.
It's like, you don't even need to sweat, and you looking nice.
Well, mine, for the one that I don't like, is, as you guys know, leather pants. I just said that. And for the one that I do like, I'm going to say flared pants. I feel like those are fire. Like, I've seen different, like, variations of them. And I feel like if you really put that shit on, that shit is fire. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, word. Actually, I thought of another thing that I don't really care for. It's not that I don't like. I'll even wear it from time to time. But I don't like it when people, like, constantly be wearing flannels every day. Flannels, like, for a guy's, like, fit. Mm. It's like, I understand when it works, but it's like, when you use it every day, it's like, bro.
That may just be their aesthetic, though.
I don't know. It's like, it's weird to me when you be wearing flannels in the spring and, like, in warmer seasons.
Bro, some people like that. Some people will not wear shorts at all. Some people are just, they force themselves to not wear shorts at all. I don't know if they're self-conscious about their legs or something, or where that may stem from, but some people just will not wear shorts. Like, you will catch them in pants every single day.
And then you got the opposite problem. People who just cannot stop wearing shorts, especially in the winter.
The white boys.
You always know that white boy that always be doing that.
Exactly.
You be wearing a hoodie and could spot shorts him on campus.
You could spot him anywhere on the earth. Anywhere.
Yeah. Middle school had one that was from Canada. He always wore the same shorts.
It's just a cultural trait, bro. What you gonna do?
Yeah. But anything else from you and shit like that? You know, it's been a good year, like, all in all. You know, always room for improvement, but, you know, chilling this year, good start off. Excited for next year.
Exactly. I would say had a good year. Said 8 out of 10. It's always room for improvement, though. And very excited for next year. You're trying to get more niche, trying to get more into avenues and side hustles and just, like, hobbies and things of that nature. But yeah, very excited for next year. And I feel like we touched on a wide array of topics, and I feel like we're good.
Yeah, so that's it for today. Thanks for listening to Black and Bold Podcast. I'm Nishan.
I'm Luxon.
This will be our last episode for a couple of months until, you know, the semester starts again in September. So just, like, be sure to look, like, out for us during that time. Watch all of our previous episodes, and most importantly,
have a good ass day.